Mad Radio, we've got Cecil Shorts in today. We've got Wade Smith in for the rest of this segment. And some breaking news. Tyreek Hill of the Kansas City Chiefs will not face any discipline for the scenario he found himself in earlier this spring where his son was taken into protective custody. Authorities in that situation decided not to press charges. The DA still made some comments that said that they suspected a crime had occurred, but they just flat out didn't have the evidence. There was a voicemail, a recorded phone conversation between Tyreek Hill and the mother of his child.
Who recorded that?
I believe she did, and she did it kind of as insurance, I believe she called it. And the problem with that phone call was it was immediately taken almost like at face value, like people thought that every accusation she made must be true. Right. And then you realize afterwards when you start talking about it, like, okay, well, these are accusations she's making in a phone call. This isn't like legal evidence or anything.
But also you have to take into account is when they released that initial audio.
Yeah.
They edited it to where they didn't listen to the entire audio.
You didn't hear his side necessarily. You heard all her accusations.
It just sounded like she accused him of this and he didn't even have anything to say in retort to it. He didn't have anything to say contrary to what she said, so it must have been true, which is something that goes on 9 out of 10 times, especially stuff in national media. You just they will truncate and edit audio, video, whatever it is, so that they can steer it into a certain narrative that they want it to be.
Well, and usually
and so that's very frustrating for someone that is trying to see it and figure out what's going on in the situation, and you're not getting accurate information.
In this situation, we know from Roger Goodell's past with Ben Roethlisberger, with Ezekiel Elliott, with a lot of other athletes that even if they don't press charges, even if the authorities don't press charges, even if somebody's found not guilty, the NFL will still at times punish you. And at times it's not even clear that the NFL thinks you did something wrong, but it's still you did something that looked bad.
It looked
for
bad
the shield.
Enough, yeah.
So they're going to do it. I don't know what the hell's going on in this situation, other than that Tyreek Hill and the mother of his child obviously do not have a good relationship. I feel really bad for the kid because this has been this kid's entire life. From the time he was in the womb, there's been bad stuff going on between their parents. But the fact that the NFL decided, I'm sure the NFL is going to take a lot of heat for this. I don't usually stick up for Goodell in these matters. I'm surprised there's no punishment at all. Like, I thought Roger Goodell, just for PR's sake, would have done something. So there's obviously a whole lot more to this than we know.
Well, maybe looking at it from the optimistic side, you say, okay, you know what? Maybe the NFL decided we're not going to get involved in situations that there aren't any legal ramifications for, and we're going to stop being, you know, judge, jury, and executioner. That's the completely optimistic way of looking at it. Because if you're like Ezekiel Elliott right now, you got to be walking around like, man, what the hell? Like,
yeah. Because they're still trying to decide what they're going to do about him shoving a security guard.
Yeah.
That, but even before that, when he actually did get suspended for a quote-unquote boys will be boys situation. Like, he didn't do anything illegal, but he got suspended because he was in New Orleans and he was with a girl and, you know, pulling her bikini
but that was
off.
Also, but the suspension was over the actual domestic violence allegations.
But it was... In addition to that,
it was the whole cumulative effect.
But that part, and then the domestic violence situation, there was no charges that came from that because it was a trumped up thing. It was fake. You know what I mean? And so, but he still got suspended from it.
Was it clear that it was fake, or was it that there was the charges were dropped and there wasn't evidence enough to prosecute?
There was witnesses and everyone that came out that the girl was lying.
Okay.
Basically, the whole situation.
There were actually,
Yeah, and that thing was completely dismissed. It wasn't a situation where we couldn't find enough
evidence.
So he got a raw deal.
Like the accumulation of drama.
Right, because he was involved in too many situations, he got suspended.
Six games, was it? Four?
I think it was six games. I think Ezekiel Elliott was six games. And so when you look at that, you're like, man, I got suspended all these games. And then you got to remember, he was suspended.
I was going to say with like Ezekiel, it's a little bit like with Kareem Hunt, where like, all right, you keep finding yourself at the center of a whole lot of drama here. Like Kareem Now, Kareem Hunt's obviously, a there's video situation. Of him. Look, if you take Kareem Hunt, take the situation with the woman where out of it, like there's still like multiple altercations with him at nightclubs and whatnot.
Kareem Hunt? Yeah, for Kareem Hunt. Yeah, that's he's like in a totally different group. That's why I said Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott, he got accused of something and it was quickly proven that it was untrue. There was no evidence that substantiated what the claims that the girl was making against him, but yet he still got suspended. And so this is the same thing that's happened with Ty Hill. Comes out that the stuff was unsubstantiated, and so now the NFL is actually getting it right, I think, and saying like, all right, there's no evidence that shows that this is true. So, you know, no harm, no foul. Let's move on and let this guy play football.
The biggest thing the NFL could do along that front to help with the PR is for Goodell to stop handling it by himself. Like you hear in all these other in baseball and basketball, it's a committee of people. You don't know any of their names and the punishment comes down. And when you don't have a face to attach your ire to, like when it's not one judge, jury and executioner, then people tend to be pretty muted in their responses. Cause it's hard to get mad at a committee versus getting mad at Roger Goodell.
But I have no optimism that Roger Goodell is going to somehow remove himself from that position since he's in it.
Yeah.
You know, you would hope so, but I just don't see that being a realistic situation.
The similar situation in baseball, since we have to, I have to get my Mariznick feelings off my chest here, because Joe Torre would be the guy that I've been mad at lately. I like that they reduced the suspension to one game. This is how I believe on Jake Mariznick. And I know everybody, this is all played out, but damn it, I was gone for 2.5 weeks. I understand punishing him because of the outcome and not to anything to do with intent or anything. I think that Mariznick made a bad decision and that he thought Luke Roy was going to come across the plate. So he's anticipating that he and Luke Roy end up simultaneously stepping to the left. And then he's trying to get back to the plate, so he runs into him. And it's unfortunate that Luke Roy got a concussion, but I'm sick of people talking about him like he lost both his legs in World War I or something. All right, he had a concussion and a broken nose. Who in this room hasn't had a concussion and a broken nose? Raise your hand. So it's not a damn war crime Mariznick committed here. But the fact that people can convince themselves that somehow Mariznick is this monster or that had any ill intent at all, even if they believe, like, even if you can believe that he's in the wrong there, how soft have you gotten that you have to believe that Jake Mariznick might be like one of the most like gentle souls in professional sports is somehow some monster that deserves being booed all the time because a catcher got hit at the plate and not in a way that like Pete Rose might hit a catcher at the plate. Disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Jake Mariznick was the bigger man the other night. It was one of the most impressive things I've seen in sport when he held his entire dugout at bay. I couldn't be prouder of him. I feel bad that he's had to go through this ordeal and be a villain just because he has, like, of all people on the Astros, he is the guy who least deserves to be painted as a villain.
You're exactly right, and I think it illustrates the mob mentality. I think it illustrates, you know, if there's a narrative that gets pushed and then people buy into it, and then it's like, you know, us against them, and we're the angels, and we've already had some negative things happen to us recently, and now you're going to, you know, take out our catcher. Like, I got something for you, you know. They put exact opposite of a dirty player. He's the best kind of player that you want. High character guy, plays the game the right way. And so it was just interesting to see that anybody can get it when there's a mob mentality out there. It doesn't matter what type of person you are and what your history is. People will buy into it and make you out to be something that you're not.